The Holy Father must be very happy today because we're celebrating today the feast of an Augustinian canon, St. Nicholas of Tolentino. Now, St. Nicholas, who died around the year 1310, he was born, I believe, in 1246. His parents were from the little town in the marches of Italy, the same area of Italy, south of Venice, which is where Loreto, the holy house of Loreto, is found. They were married, they were very wonderful people, but they could not have children. So they went to down south, and of course the marches and Loreto and all that is on the Adriatic Sea. So they went down the whole peninsula to the city of Bari, a very famous city, particularly because of its saint, St. Nicholas of Bari, the one that the English and Dutch Protestants changed into Santa Claus, but it's St. Nicholas. And St. Nicholas was very, very miraculous. To this day, his relics exude a milky substance that when touched to people who are sick and so forth, they are cured. And so it's a very, very popular saint. Well, his parents went to St. Nicholas in Bari and prayed and made offerings and whatever it is and begged for children, but especially for at least one. Well, they got home, and very soon afterwards, they conceived this young boy, whom they named Nicholas in honor of St. Nicholas of Bari. Little did they know that he too would be a saint. When he was very young, he entered the canons of St. Augustine, of which the Holy Father is a member, and the rest of his life is just filled with many, many miracles and many wonderful things until he died about 50 years old or so. He did not have a very long life, but he had a very wonderful, miraculous life. And so today we pray to him. There are also the feast of many martyrs that were killed by the communists and Freemasons in Spain in the 1920s and 1930s. And so we pray to them as well, as we offer up to God all our sacrifices, our sufferings, and our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.